It's that time of the program where we check on the headlines from MITechNews.com, along with Mr. Mike Brennan, who's talking to us from the west side of Michigan. Mike, how you doing out there on this Memorial Day weekend?
Great, Foster. Been real busy, but it's a really finally nice weather, so what the heck, right?
Absolutely. We're starting to be blessed with a lovely weekend here. Well, Mike, let's dig into your headlines. And matter of fact, your top headline turns back to a company that has been a very big technology anchor for Detroit, and that's CompuWare.
Yeah, they're probably our biggest pure-play technology company in the state. And they're at their financial analysis on Thursday, where they talk about their quarterly results. They talked about the possibility of splitting the company. They're not even really sure what they're going to do, whether it'll be two separate companies, two divisions. But anyway, long and the short of it, one will focus on the mainframe business, and the other will focus on applications performance management.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll guess we'll know more as they move forward on this.
And I imagine positive news in terms of the company and it's staying in Detroit and thriving here, I hope.
Yeah, part of this is, you know, they've been under a lot of pressure from various investor groups to turn in better performance. Mm-hmm. And I think this might be one way to do it.
Okay. Now, next headline I saw there is that Michigan Cyber Corps is officially launching. What is the Michigan Civilian Cyber Corps?
Well, it's sort of a SWAT team for when we have a really bad cyber attack. And it's going to be a variety of folks. It'll be state IT folks. It'll be National Guard. It'll be, you know, Michigan State Police.
Mm-hmm.
All these groups that have a part of this now will coordinate better under David Behan, our good friend David.
That's right.
On the show. And they're going to have a training event for this in July where they'll kind of work the bugs out of it. But this is something the governor announced, a year or two ago, he was going to do that.
Gary, he talked about it when he was with us, didn't he?
Yeah, well, it was announced last on October at the Michigan Cyber Security event.
Yep. Are these kind of like Minutemen, like the old Revolutionary War?
Yeah, they're volunteers. They're from different companies, as Michael talked about. And there's not only that, but there's a number of other efforts that kind of go beyond that with the companies themselves. But this is all going to be part of what the cyber range from Merit, right?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the things the governor really wants to do is make Michigan a very big cybersecurity state. You know,
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of expertise here.
Yep.
We can build businesses around that. He's really pushing that.
I love that. And we had our old friends Jan Ness and Online Technologies, which is now even branching outside of the state. You reported on that last week. Hey, coming back to the state, matter of fact, around the Ann Arbor area, Ann Arbor Spark, something that Gary knows about, is about to launch a virtual business advisor group in June.
Yeah, they haven't released a lot of details on it, but they're going to be working with the Ann Arbor Chamber. Probably Gary knows more about it than I do. What are you hearing on that, Gary?
Just that they're going to get started here very soon, and it's kind of another piece of the puzzle that they've been putting together for a number of years since Mike Finney was there.
And they've they've got $148 million in new investments.
Yep.
Did I see that, Mike?
Yeah, and they were doing their annual report, and that's where this information came out.
Oh, I see.
They've created, they say, 1,500 some odd jobs. They've worked with 274 startups, incubated 83 companies. You know, all that stuff you typically see.
Yeah,
they're certainly one of the more active,
absolutely,
regional economic development groups in the state.
Well, folks, when you get MI Tech News, part of what we want to do with these headlines is to show you the kind of things you're talking about, which is on, you know, big news for the state in terms of our economy, the cyber core that's being developed, you know, preparing for possible disasters, and then also for those of you who have businesses, you have to hear about things like the Ann Arbor Spark that's out there, where they are very much into helping businesses get off the ground, incubating them and getting them going. And that's a good deal of what you will find out if you will simply go to internetadvisor.net and just scroll down the page and look for that subscribe button that's under Mike's smiling face. It costs you $0.00, and in every Friday you will get not just these few headlines, but a whole bunch more delivered to your computer through email, and you can go into depth with whichever ones you want. If you, for instance, are an entrepreneur, or if you're looking for other people to get together with, there's lots of gatherings that Mike will let you know about, as well as things going on a legislative level, and other important things, like, for instance, the expansion of Warner Norcross, which is opening another business office in Kalamazoo, I understand.
Yeah, they're going to sign 4 attorneys down there. In fact, they hired 4 new people. And they're going to plug them into that office. And they're certainly one of the largest law firms in the state and Of course, we get a lot of our intellectual property advice from them, so a good firm.
Matter of fact, we have one of them with us right now. As a matter of fact, Randy Pecker's been in studio. We're talking about trolls and dealing with them. And, Randy, this is good news for your company and the expansion.
Yeah, I'm very excited. It's our eighth office in the state of Michigan, and you know, we're able to serve more people in the local Kalamazoo community now, and it's exciting.
And that's a big pharmaceutical area, am I right?
It is, yes.
You know, so that's the import with biotech going on in that area?
Yeah, and Stryker's out there. Pfizer used to be out there, and there is a lot of healthcare business, certainly.
Now, Randy, with your chemical engineering undergraduate degree, you're not transferring out to that office, are you? Because that would be a logical thing, right?
We did also recently open an office in Midland, so I do split my time in Midland because, as I'm sure you know, there's quite a
little
industry
bit of,
up there.
Yeah, a little bit of chemical industry up there, too.
A little bit, yeah.
What do you know?
Well, we want to have him on to confirm that and to talk a little bit about that as well, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike, for MI Tech News. They cover all these things that are going on in the state of Michigan, the challenges and some of the really good news that's going on there as well. And again, folks, it's simple as pie for you to get this news delivered to you directly. Go to internetadvisor.net and click on that button that says just to subscribe here. Mike, thanks so much, and enjoy this great Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks, Foster. Thanks, Gary, Randy.
Hey,
have a good one.
You too, Mike.
All right, thank you.